World Sport from the BBC with Andrew Horse. Coming up, Didier Drogba confirms he's leaving Chelsea.
Drogba now can win the Champions League on what will surely be his last performance for Chelsea. Come on, Didier, and he's won it! He's won it!
We'll hear from the Ivory Coast striker in a moment. After speculation that he was returning to England, Jose Mourinho signs a new deal at Real Madrid. And the boxing world champion Vladimir Klitschko says the bout between the controversial fighters Derek Chisora and David Haye should not be taking place. But football first, and Didier Drogba has confirmed he's played his last game for Chelsea after the club announced he'll be leaving when his contract ends in June. In 8 years at Stamford Bridge, Drogba, now 34, won 3 Premier League titles, 4 FA Cups, 2 League Cups and the Champions League when he helped the team to beat Bayern Munich on Saturday at the Allianz Arena. Drogba scored the winning penalty in the shootout with his final kick in a Chelsea shirt, with the club's chief executive Ron Gourlay calling Drogba a Chelsea legend. His future's been the subject of speculation for much of the last year, but Drogba says winning the Champions League helped make up his mind.
Winning this final was the key, and not me scoring the winning penalty, because but winning the game was the turning point. I think that's when I decided. I said that we've made history all together, and I want people to remember that, and I think it's the best time to move on.
8 years is a long time in anyone's life to be in one place. It must be very hard for you to tear yourself away from Chelsea Football Club.
8 years. Few days ago, we were talking and with some players, and 8 years is, it looks long, but everything went quick, so fast, and but we achieved so many things, so many good things here that. Those 8 years are going to be the best in my football career and as a man as well.
Was there ever a chance of you staying, or how did you come about the decision?
No, I think we were discussing, we were talking for many weeks, and but really the turning point, my decision was based on the fact that I won everything I could ever win here. I scored in all the most of the finals we've played, trying to make the difference, trying to give everything for the club. I did it, and I think I hope they will understand. I hope they will understand because everything I've been doing here was for the club, for the fans. For the fans, they're not here today. It's quite empty, but. Everything I did was for them, and I hope they understand.
Well, Drogba hasn't revealed where he's going to play next, but the London correspondent for the magazine France Football, that's Philippe Auclair, says he expects him to go to China.
I think that you've got to understand for Didier Drogba, when he thinks about the things he wants to do after his career, a very important part of it has to do with his action in his home country, the Ivory Coast, where he's got this foundation, Fondation Didier Drogba, which has already built a hospital in Abidjan. I'm pretty sure that he has also some political ambitions at some point there. And I think most importantly, he wants to use the remainder of his playing days to raise funds, in particular for his foundation. So therefore, the commercial side of it, which is why I think China is a very likely destination, where they could offer him both a very, very big salary and also a long-term contract, is probably the destination that will appeal the most to it. Nothing's been announced yet. But the early indications that we have are that it will be his destination of preference, not another English club, not another European club.
The Real Madrid manager Jose Mourinho has ended speculation that he's about to leave the club by signing a new contract with the Spanish champions. The 49-year-old guided Real to their first La Liga title for 4 years. The 49-year-old guided Real to their first La Liga title for 4 years this season, but he has been linked with a number of managers' jobs in the English Premier League, including Chelsea and Liverpool. The new deal, though, at the Bernabeu ties into the club until 2016. Juan Castro is a football journalist with the Marca newspaper in Madrid, who says it was a vote of confidence from the club to the fans.
I think it's just a sign to say, a sign from the club to say to the people, now we have Mourinho and it will be a lot of years here, so stay calm and we will win the Champions League. So it's like, you know, you say he had contract 2 years more and now he had contract 4 years more. So just for me it's a sign to say to people, relax, we have here Mourinho and we will win the Champions League.
Mourinho himself, he'd hinted that he was interested in moving back to England. He was even pictured, I think, looking at houses in London. Was he just playing a media game, or was there any truth in the speculation linking him with the move?
Well, I think it was a kind of a mix. I think he was, you know, playing around just to say, just saying to the club, I'm very important, so if you don't consider me so important, I will go. But in the other hand, I think in February, he already had the decision to stay in Madrid for at least 1 year more. I don't think that he will stay 4 years more, so frankly speaking, I think that is a lot, and it will be the longest coach in the Real Madrid history, except Miguel Muñoz, if Mourinho stays 6 seasons. So I don't think he will stay this 6 seasons, but you know, it's a kind of saying to the people, relax, here is Mourinho.
Ole Gunnar Solskjaer has ruled himself out of contention to become the next Aston Villa manager for what are described as personal reasons. The former Manchester United striker is currently in charge of the Norwegian champions Molde and spoke to Villa last week. While Arsenal have released the Spanish goalkeeper Manuel Almunia after more than 170 games, which included the 2006 Champions League final. Arjen Robben's been booed by Bayern Munich fans in his first game since his penalty miss in the Champions League final. He was playing at the Allianz Arena for the Netherlands against Bayern in a friendly match which the German side won 3-2. And David Villa has ruled himself out of contention to play for Spain in this summer's European Championships. That was after breaking his leg in December in the World Club Cup final. And football's world governing body FIFA have appointed a woman to their executive committee for the first time. They've confirmed that Lydia Entigera, the president of the Burundi Football Association, will serve on their committee. The WBO heavyweight champion of the world, Vladimir Klitschko, has told the BBC that the upcoming fight between David Hay and Derek Chisora shouldn't be allowed to take place. Hay and Chisora will meet at Upton Park in London on July the 14th, a few months after they had a brawl at a news conference in Munich. Klitschko believes that Chisora in particular should be punished for his behaviour.
I'm not saying that Derek Chisora shouldn't get another chance or second chance in his life. But I think that for everything what just happened, and saying on the next day, I apologize for what I did, it's obviously not his words. It's, you know, advisors told him what to do. And promoters are trying to sell this fight as the fight of the century. Excuse me, there are two Klitschko losers that are fighting each other. And I don't know what they're talking about, those promoters.
Finally, in cricket, the West Indies fast bowler Shannon Gabriel has been ruled out of the rest of the tour of England with a back injury. Tino Best has been called up as cover. And Stuart Broad has climbed 5 places to a career best 3rd in the latest ICC player rankings for bowlers after his 10-wicket haul in England's victory over the West Indies in the first test. And a reminder of our top story again, Didier Drogba's confirmed he's played his last game for Chelsea. The club announced he'll be leaving when his contract ends in June. There's no word on where he'll go next. You can keep up to date via our website. That's bbc.com/sport. For now, that's the latest.